as a living player, not as someone who's 10 feet under.
Earliest they could be enshrined is summer of 28. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens secondary takes a punch to the gut. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 906, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and rain continue and temperatures getting warmer. Only a few showers this afternoon, 75 today. A few showers and some thunder tomorrow, 80 the high. Scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 62 degrees in Westminster, 65 in Easton, and 61 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Look, we're going to dive right in. I want to first apologize to those that tuned into to the hit I had on Fox 45. We had some technical difficulties, but I was very eager, if you can imagine, to say a few words about the sidestep program for juveniles. Just so you know, if I were on there, I would have been asking more questions when it comes to state's attorney Ivan Bates and how many kids he believes were in that program before he took over for former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby. So we'll ask some of those questions later. Right now, we have to actually dive into an interview here. You probably have heard the name Ed Martin a lot in the past few days, and that is because he was the U.S. interim attorney in the District of Columbia, and so he was nominated for that position by President Trump. However, people like Senator Tillis and others wanted to block that nomination, and now you have Jeanine Pirro from Fox News. She is now nominated for that spot. I will note that Ed Martin said that he did, in fact, have the votes. He believed that he could have gotten through. But again, Senator Tillis did, in fact, in his mind, block the vote. Now, with that, he's also now, because President Trump believes in him and his work, he's moving to the U.S. Pardon attorney position. And he will be working on a few different things that many of us talk about on this show often. And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask Ed about those things here in just a second. And we appreciate his time. He has about 10 minutes or so to share with us. But I have to say that a lot of this is surrounding some of the pardons that we saw from the Biden administration in the last moments. Looks like we have him on the hotline here. Good morning, Ed Martin. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate you. Real quick, before we jump into what you're working on currently and some of the announcements you had yesterday, I just kind of want to get your take here on what possibly happened with that nomination. I mean, to have President Trump, obviously one of the most popular presidents I've ever seen in my lifetime, he nominated you for this U.S. Attorney D.C. position. And for some reason, they did not take this to vote. Why was that?
Well, look, I mean, you know, there's a process, right? The Senate process, you know, Kim, you've observed politics and things at work. Hard to know the answer. What I know is that we had the votes on the floor. Senator Hawley, Josh Hawley's an old friend from Missouri, said, you know, when the president gets his nominee on the floor, you'll get the votes. That what was blocking me was a combination of the Democrats, you know, Schiff and Schumer and Durbin, and then Tom Tillis, who either believed Schiff and Durbin and Schumer or had his own reasons. I met with him for a long time, and he was angry about January 6th. But what's odd is he said he would vote for me for any other position in the country except this office at that moment. And he said he was even open to talking. But basically, when President Trump appointed me on day one, we knew it was a special appointment because usually you nominate a U.S. attorney, like it's happened in Maryland. In Maryland, they have nominated someone. There's not someone in on day one. You have a gap. And President Trump for D.C. did not want a gap. There's too much going on, too much importance. So I took the job knowing we had this time limit, 120. And I knew if I did the job right, I would do two things. One is I'd make some people mad, which I did. Chuck Schumer's mad and others are mad. And I think probably Tom Tillis is nervous because I know that, you know, corruption and fraud and waste and abuse happen in both parties. But whatever that be that as may. But the second thing I knew I'd do is if I did the job right, President Trump would see it and know. And he'd say, that guy's one of my team. Let's see where else he can fight. And so he gave me a promotion and I'm going into a new space. To help the country now, and I'm excited. And look, they thought they might get somebody who is milquetoast in my spot. Judge Jeanine Pirro has taken my place. She's a prosecutor, a judge. She's a fiery New Yorker. Good luck, Schiff, if you think you're getting away with anything on Judge Jeanine Pirro, you know?
Right, right. No, for sure. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Ed Martin again. I appreciate your time. I did see where Tillis told reporters last week that he said, like, as you mentioned, that he would vote for you in any position except for where the January 6th riots happened. I thought that was very interesting, considering.
Let me say one quick word about it. I know I'm sort of talking too long, but Kim, there are people, you meet them, that they believe the hoaxes, right? They believe the hoaxes of the media. They believe the hoaxes about President Trump or something. And there's a J6 hoax that Tom Tillis, I think, fell for. And that, the hoax is not that there wasn't violence. There was clearly a riot. The hoax may be that, well, how did the riot start? But, you know, there were people that hit a cop. You can't hit a cop. We both agree on that. Everyone agrees on it. You can't do that. But the hoax is that it was a planned insurrection. Everybody there deserves to be punished as if they're insurrectionists. And, you know, so people were going to jail for years based on lies and based on bad prosecutorial decisions and what's called the 1512 charge. And when I meet someone like Tom Tillis, who says, if you walked in the Capitol, you have to be so stupid, you have to be wrong, you should be charged. You're saying to yourself, that's not how this works, but only if you believe in a J6 hoax. And by the way, let me be clear, the J6 hoax was perpetrated by the media who wanted you to not never talk about the 2020 election and wanted J6 to therefore be such a focus. The media spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And then the Select Committee with Liz Cheney spent hundreds of millions of dollars in earned media saying the same thing. So I'm not blaming people when they fall for a hoax. I'm saying it was intentionally done to them, and we have an obligation, you and I and Kim, you're on the front lines, of breaking the spell so people can treat each other the way they should be treated. Accountable, sure, but not targeted and weaponized against people.
Yeah, amen. And just see, I'm sure you know this, Ed, but we've got many friends that were there on January 6th that did, you know, basically nothing, and they had to spend time in the D.C. gulag. So many of us here in Baltimore, we're excited with what you're going to be doing next here. And speaking of which, maybe you could explain to us just a little bit. You are promoted to the head of the Justice Department's Weaponization Working Group. Go ahead and explain that to me.
Yeah. So for people that don't track this, the Justice Department is headed by Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. The number two is a guy named Todd Blanche, and he's the Deputy Attorney General. So that's the number two. It's like the operating officer. The Deputy Attorney General has a senior staff. Those guys and gals are called Associate Deputy Attorney General. So I was named one of those senior level people, Deputy Attorney General. My docket is the Weaponization Working Group, which has been meeting for almost 8 weeks, which Attorney General Bondi gave us specific assignments already. Why did they target the Catholics? How come the school board parents were targeted in across the country? What happened to Jack Smith and the weaponization of the grand jury against Donald Trump? Why were whistleblowers targeted by Trump? She gave us a list, a starting point, and we've been digging into that. And one thing I think the president realized, because we have been reporting to people about this, there's so much to do there that it needed a captain. And so I've been made the captain of that. But in addition, Kim, I'm so honored. I've been named the pardon attorney because the pardon attorney is a specific job in the Department of Justice, in our government, where an attorney and a staff looks at people who have been weaponized against by government, right? Or wronged, let's say it that way. And so lots of people have been wronged. And by the way, some people just maybe got, you know, Alice Johnson's a famous example. She got a pardon. She was sentenced to 51 years for being, you know, a sort of third wheel on a drug deal. And after serving 20 years, someone said, you know, wouldn't it be smarter to let her out? And she's actually working in the White House. So we have people that we can help be good to, be kind to, be real about, and many of them were targeted by a system that was broken and has been broken by the way the government was used against people.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Ed Martin. Really do appreciate your time this morning. You know, of course, I saw you yesterday on Vinny's show. Vince, you know, he's a good friend of mine.
I
heard that you will be looking into some of these pardons made last minute by Joe Biden's administration. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, the way I say it is this, is that when the law is used to accomplish things that are obvious, that are problematic and that are used to either maybe hide things or chase blame away, you got to ask a question. And an example I gave is in this current office, there's been some publicity about a $6.7, I think that was the right number, billion-dollar grant to a nonprofit. And that's the largest grant ever granted. And so you stop and say, whoa, that's unprecedented. What's going on there? And you make sure, and in that case, Lee Zeldin is looking into it. You make sure that was done legally because that's unprecedented. In the case of Joe Biden and his White House, the pardons are, we've never seen pardons like what he did. Blanket pardons back 14 years, whole groups of people. And so, yeah, I mean, look, when something is unprecedented, you take a look at it. Am I saying today it's a criminal? Am I saying today they're null and void? I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that if you want to have America work, if you want our system to work, you have to hold accountable people and actions and hold them up to the sunlight, to the light of day, and see what they are. So I certainly think, and I've already been looking at some of the aspects of the pardons. Again, if you think about it, the unprecedented nature, and then you say, the people pardoned look like they all were parts of the weaponization, right? Some of them were covering up COVID, or some of them were active in COVID. Cover up is a bit strong. Some of them were active in the Russia hoax. Some of them were active in the J6 hoax. You start to say, I think we better take a look at this, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't envy your job. It sounds like you got a lot on your plate here, Ed. I didn't want to ask you about the individual that possibly left the pipe bombs in front of the RNC and the DNC. You know, a lot of times people do forget about that, but of course you still have those images out there. Do you think we'll ever get to a point where we will know who that was?
Well, yes. I mean, I hope so. I mean, I think it's a race against time right now. The 4 years of the Biden administration, I think they ignored the issue. I think that, and so, you know, that's a lot of time on some of the statute of limitations. Although, you know, there's some crimes that don't have statute of limitations, like treason, if you're trying to disrupt the government and things. So, but look, Dan Bongino, when he got into his position, myself in this position, we both made a commitment and we talked to each other and we ramped up that investigation. So there's been new agents put on that. There's been new prosecutors put on that. And the point is that I think it's in the public interest to get to the bottom of it. So yes, I'm optimistic. Yes, there's fresh energy on it. But, you know, again, it's now 4 years old and you got to chase through a lot of stuff. But I think we cannot be in a nation where the two major political parties have pipe bombs in front of their entrance on a key day when members of the senior leadership of both parties are going in and out and think this is something that we can just move on. Like there was a really bad, red light camera ticket that somebody went fast through a light. No, this is major. And I think we have to put some priority on it. And we are. And I'm glad that Dan is doing that. And I was glad in my office to do it. And I'm sure Judge Jeanine will keep after it. So I'm optimistic. But, you know, solving crimes, especially crimes that maybe people are really hiding, it can be a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we're speaking to Ed Martin. Well, Ed, I do appreciate your time. How can people follow you as you're working on this, on many of these things, whether it's the pardons or figuring out who left the pipe bomb, etc.? Because I can only imagine that the mainstream media is going to spin everything you do. So yeah, how can we follow you directly?
The best right now is on X, at Eagle Ed Martin. That's my moniker there, at Eagle Ed Martin on X. And then when I'm in the next spot, which will be in the next few days, we've already been talking to a weaponization working group about having sort of an outward-facing portal for folks to be in touch with us in terms of what they may be going through. You know, it's a challenge. But for now, if you want the unvarnished story, you can go to at Eagle Ed Martin. And I'll break a little news on your show, Kim. Sometime in the next few hours, Tucker Carlson will post an interview with me. I went up to Maine to see him over the weekend, last few days. And so that'll post. And so people, if you go to Tucker Carlson's feed on X, you'll see a long-form interview, which was very enjoyable.
Nice, nice. Well, I will definitely share that interview as well. Ed Martin, thank you so much for your time this morning. And hopefully we'll hear from you again soon.
Thanks, Tim. All the best. I appreciate your voice. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, that's Ed Martin. And after the break, we will talk more about what we just learned from Ed. But right now, of course, we've got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's doing the Morning Market Flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Is 3 days enough for the Morning Market Flash, or should we bump this up to every day of the week?
Well, if it's good news, we can do more, right?
Well, right. I was going to say, I don't want to wear out my welcome with you and your listeners on your show, so hopefully 3 days is enough clarity for the weekly market commentary, Kim, especially when we have good news and then, of course, bad news. Your listeners don't want to hear the bad news, obviously, but so far, things are looking good here, at least today, this morning. And why is that, Kim? And that's because the markets have now, the S&P, I should say, S&P 500, have now moved into positive territory for 2025. That's some big news to share with your listeners here today. Yesterday, we had the S&P increase about 0.7%. The NASDAQ index, Kim, actually increased 1.6% yesterday for its fifth straight positive session, which is very important. We had 2 weeks of consecutive gains up until last week where we'd snapped that 2 week winning streak, but now we are this week starting back with some positive momentum. The Dow did decline yesterday about 0.6%, but so far, again, the market's being positive for the week and moving into positive territory, not just for the week, as I said, for the S&P 500, but into the green for the new year, the calendar year 2025. So Dow futures this morning, Kim, up about 40 points. S&P 500 futures up about 10 points, and NASDAQ, again, futures, which are a heavily technology-based index, up about 50 points here thus far. Technology stocks, Kim, continuing to lead this surge, lead the rebound. Shares of the chip makers like AMD increasing here pre-market more than 3%. Also shares of NVIDIA, which seems to be a big AI, artificial intelligence darling, advancing about 3%, following some news that they're going to send Saudi Arabia 18,000 of their top artificial intelligence or AI chips. So investors right now are starting to see an increase for some appetite for the technology names again, the tech stocks, the more riskier assets, if you will, especially after the U.S. and China over the weekend. I mentioned this on Monday, temporarily slashing tariffs on a wide variety of goods. And, of course, the reduced tariffs on China. We reduced our tariffs to 30% earlier this week. And China, of course, reciprocating, lowering its own levies or tariffs to 10% on U.S. imports. And that's coming on the news, of course, Kim, that both nations had threatened back in April when markets were really rocky, really volatile, to impose tariffs well above 100% on each other. Also to note, April, the core consumer price index, CPI, was 0.2%. That was a bit cooler than the consensus number of 0.3%. So annual core inflation, we're seeing the CPI number is about 2.8%. That's in line. That's the lowest year-over-year increase since February of 2021. So it's interesting to see how that's going to play out for Fed Chair Jerome Powell when it comes time to discuss interest rates again. And again, markets are pricing in the possibility of a first interest rate cut sometime maybe in September, Kim. So we'll have to see how things play out. But again, I'm sharing with you some positive news here today on Wednesday, but it's only pre-market. We've got to get through the remainder of the day up until the close at 4, Kim. I'll be back on Friday morning. Thanks again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what? I feel like we were just like on a speedy train there for a second. That's good news for the stock market. I know I have many economists that listen to the show because when the stock market is headed on a downward spiral, I hear from many of you. But as you heard there, there is more good news, and we'll continue to wait and see what happens with the market today. And we'll talk to Tim Herb from RBC Wealth Management about that on Friday. I did want to also just touch on the conversation we had with Ed Martin. And again, he was nominated by President Trump. But then it was Senator John Tillis and others that said that they were not going to vote for him for this position as U.S. attorney for the district, right? But then you had Senator Tillis say that he would vote for him for any other position, just not that one, which is bizarre, okay? I know Ed said it very politely, but that's very bizarre. I want to also just throw out there, because, of course, you had, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She came forward yesterday to defend Ed Martin and said that there were a lot of establishment Republicans that seems to be failing President Trump on Capitol Hill. And so we've had this conversation previously. I do wonder, because I've been saying this now for how many weeks, Congress is not moving as fast as President Trump. Some of these executive orders are exactly what the voters voted for, right? He won the popular vote. He won all seven swing states. And when it comes to immigration and some of these other EOs, we want to see those be codified into law. And to do that, you've got to get Congress to work on it. And so if you see now that you're getting pushback just for something as, you know, Ed Martin's nomination, it makes you wonder if the establishment Republicans are the ones kind of slowing this train down, because it doesn't make any sense. As far as we know, you know, because we're going to operate as if we only have the majority for the next 2 years. We're not going to count the 2 years, 26, I guess you could say 27, 28, or 26, 27. We're not going to count those years just yet because we don't know what that looks like, right? There are a lot of seats that are very close. You see Democrats already organizing. You see Republicans already organizing. I don't know who's going to have the majority at the elections next year. And so you would think that you would be moving very quickly to get a lot of this done. And so now I wonder, what is the holdup? Is it the fact that they are just, you know, moving very slowly, like how government works, or are they getting pushback from some of the establishment that they're on Capitol Hill? It makes you wonder. I will also say that Senator Tillis and others that did not want Ed Martin in that position, they did in fact vote for Merrick Garland. They did not say a word, and they were fine when Garland was going after parents at some of these school board meetings, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like, why would any Republican be fine with that? And now he's saying, yes, well, you know, I'm not going to vote for him and this and that. And as Ed Martin pointed out, Judge Jeanine Pirro, look, she's more of a pit bull than Ed Martin. So if they thought that they were going to get a nomination that would just be kind of like the run of the mill or milquetoast, that's not what you were going to get ever, especially for President Trump. They have a lot of work to do. So when we get back, we'll continue talking about that interview, especially about the pardons. It sounds like they're going to investigate the Dr. Fauci pardon, which is absolutely ridiculous. But maybe perhaps even the Hunter Biden pardons. You know, what other information is there? So we'll discuss that when we get back. And then also the bad apples, the juveniles still on their crime spree.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is floating the possibility of joining the Russian and Ukrainian leaders for talks in Turkey later this week. The president, who's currently on a trip to the Mideast, told reporters that Russia's Vladimir Putin would like him to be there on Thursday, and Donald Trump said he's thinking about it. Before leaving Saudi Arabia today, the President Trump told Gulf nation leaders that he wants Iran to wind down its nuclear program. He also met with Syria's new interim president, which was a breakthrough for Syria after years of strained relations with the U.S. Democrats are deeply pessimistic about the future of their party. That's according to a new AP-NORC poll. The level of optimism is down sharply from last July. The survey also finds neither major political party is viewed favorably by most U.S. adults. This is SRN News.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial sales are going on now through May 29th. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Invoking the famous quote, "Let's play two," from Cubs Hall of Famer Ernie Banks, the Birds and Twins will attempt to do just that, a single admission twin bill, this afternoon at 12:05. Dean Kramer will take the hill. Manager Brandon Hyde, effusive in his praise of Kramer after his last start against the Twins.
Definitely did everything he could. Back-to-back games of throwing the ball, just absolutely outstanding.
Kramer went seven in that game, allowed two runs in a 5-2 loss to Minnesota. Ravens news, it looks like the 2025 season for safety Ardarius Washington is over before it started. The dreaded torn Achilles suffered by Washington in offseason workouts. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta on the undrafted free agent's impact a year ago.
This year he stayed healthy and he became that guy that we saw in college. Tough, physical, a playmaker, instinctive, smart, a leader.
And finally, McDonough School's Elise Cooper making history, as reported by the Baltimore Sun. The All-Metro sprinter signing an NIL deal with Puma, becoming the company's first American high school track and field ambassador. 40 state high school athletic associations in the U.S. allow their students to sign NIL deals. Maryland is one of them. Coming up in 30 minutes, another fantastic finish in Preakness history. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
We still have some rain today through the rest of the week, but fortunately, I don't expect that heavy rain like we had yesterday. More clouds than rain for the rest of today. Only a few showers, 75 this afternoon. Scattered showers and some thunder tonight. Tomorrow, another cloudy day. A few thunder showers, 80 the high. Scattered showers and storms Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blinds.com.
Summer is better with True Green. Get the best lawn at the best price. For a limited time, get 75% off your first treatment. Don't wait. Sign up at TrueGreen.com today and let the pros handle the work while you enjoy the results. Restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. In case you missed it, we were talking to Ed Martin He was promoted just recently. He was the interim U.S. attorney for the district. And then Senator Tillis and others were like, no, we don't like this nomination for President Trump. We're going to go a different route, and we're just going to say, you know what, he can't have that position. And so President Trump then nominated Judge Jeanine Pirro, and so she still has to get the vote. She's not in that position as of yet, but I guess they're saying that she will have the votes. I got a text here from Nicole. Nicole says, some of those Republicans hate Trump and do not want him to be successful. This is sabotage. I don't want Trump on the gifted plane. It could be a big, shiny, beautiful Trojan horse. I keep picturing that plane just exploding in the air with Trump on it. The world would be devastated. I don't want Trump on that plane. Nicole, you brought up the question of the day. Now, meanwhile, this was the question of the day yesterday, but I failed at my job. And I didn't get it out there to you guys, but it is there at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question is very simple. Do you think Trump should accept the luxury airliner jet from Qatar? Right now, 57% of you say yes, 43% of you say no. Now, I am not going to give my opinion till later in the show. I did want to read to you a post from Nikki Haley. Remember Nikki Haley? Yep. I'm going to read a post that she posted. This was, it looks like 2 days ago. She said, accepting gifts from foreign nations is never a good practice. It threatens intelligence and national security, especially when that nation supports a terrorist organization and allows those terrorist regimes to live on its soil. Regardless of how beautiful the plane may be, it opens a door and implies that the president and the U.S. can be bought. If this were Biden, we would be furious. So again, that was from Nikki Haley, former presidential candidate. And obviously she was once the governor there in South Carolina. And you know what I saw yesterday? I don't know if you guys saw this. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, she actually made a post yesterday. I don't know if she was teasing it. I don't know if she's going to start an exploratory committee. But she was asking her audience whether or not they would vote for her if she ran for governor there in South Carolina. I thought that was interesting. I like, you know, Nancy Mace a lot. But remember, in her last election cycle, she faced some serious opposition that was backed by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I don't know if you guys recall that, but he was throwing a bunch of money into this race. And so I believe Nancy Mace knows that her primary is going to be difficult. Now, do I think that she can pull through? Yes. Now, there has been some changes since she pulled through last time around, right? I mean, she was basically holding down the fort, which I appreciate, for keeping males out of the female restrooms on Capitol Hill. But I do wonder how many people within her district were not very happy with her taking the lead on that fight. And so I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out to you, out there to you. She did. Nancy Mace did post that yesterday, so we'll continue to watch that. You know, when I was thinking about Nancy Mace in general, just, you know, kind of giving my opinion on this. Right now, you've got Lindsey Graham, the senator there in South Carolina. He's in a fight for his life right now. And I know this because I have a friend that's actually in South Carolina that's working on one of the candidates' campaigns that is running for that seat. I wonder, and I believe that possibly, because Nancy Mace, again, she's talking about governor. I think she does, you know, probably better statewide. I was shocked when I didn't see her enter that race for the Senate seat. I think many people would appreciate Congresswoman Nancy Mace over Congressman Lindsey Graham. Of course, I don't live in South Carolina. I'm not quite sure. But if you're looking at what, you know, both are doing on the national level and how people react to both Lindsey Graham and Nancy Mace, I would think that that could be a great seat for her. But again, I'm not on her campaign team. I have no idea what she's doing. I just wanted to tell you about it. You know what? It looks like I got some people that want to weigh in about this plane, this airliner jet. So we will talk about that for a second. And don't forget, if you haven't already, go to WCBM.com. Take part in the poll. Do you think Trump should accept the luxury airliner jet from Qatar? Do you think it's a good idea? Again, I'm not going to give you my opinion on it. You know, I agree with our friend Joe from Baltimore. When I give my opinion very early on, sometimes I think it does sway some of the phone calls that we get. So I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to go to the phone lines. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got Andy in Upperco. Andy, what say you on that airliner?
The United States should absolutely accept this jet. And it's a good deal for Qatar as well. They've been offering this aircraft for sale for several years, and there are no purchasers for a 747 decked out for luxury transport, executive transport. It can only be purchased by a government, and we're getting it for free. And the 747s currently in Air Force service are very old. They get rebuilt all the time at great expense. But this is it would be a great addition to the U.S. fleet of aircraft. And so it's good. It being a Trojan horse, it's going to go into the possession of the U.S. Air Force. They're going to take it down to bare metal, and they're going to do it all over again. So it will not be a Trojan horse.
Well, let me ask you.
Super highly unlikely.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Andy. How do you feel about that comment there from Nikki Haley saying that it gives the appearance that President Trump can be bought? What are your thoughts on that?
Bought with a really good deal that benefits Americans. This is this is still hundreds. I would value it at around $200 million as opposed to $400 million. Okay. But it's still a good deal. We need 747s. For various applications, and so it's a good deal. We take it, and are we going to do something for them later? Maybe, but it's not going to be something that hurts the American people. It's not like the Clintons taking money from the Gulf states and then having Gaddafi killed. Which happened, so that the Gulf states could take over Libyan oil, which happened. And that was for pockets of bags of cash that Bill Clinton picked up. It's a good deal, and we should take it. And I do not think it signals Trump could be purchased, except in terms of doing something good for the American people.
All right,
and
Andy.
The government.
All right. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. I got some other people want to weigh in about the plane. I got Romaine, my friend Romaine in Baltimore. What say you?
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. I don't think he should take that deal. I don't know. For me, I feel like the lady, too. It's almost like he can be bought, and then there's always a catch-22.
Okay, so you think there might be an ask later on from Qatar?
Yes.
All right.
Deals like that always come with a catch-22. I'm leery about that one.
Yeah. Well, they say nothing in life is free, right? That's exactly. What they say. That's what they say. Thank you, Romaine. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Again, 56% of you, according to the poll at WCBM.com, 56% of you say right now that he should accept that jet from Qatar. 44% of you say, no, not a good deal. I was talking about Congress not moving fast enough, which I still believe. Tom in Catonsville, did you want to weigh in on the swamp?
Oh, yeah. You know, good morning, Kim.
Morning.
It's so obvious that Congress is dragging it.
Tom, you can cut out there just a little bit. Go ahead and start over for us.
I was just saying, it's so obvious that Congress is dragging their feet. It's just obvious. And I think the bigger picture we have to look at is who's doing it and why. I think even in the Republican Party, there are a lot of swamp creatures. But we have to look back at what happened over the last 4 years. So a lot of people just want to chalk it up to, well, there's a lot of illegals let in, and it's just because some people have different misguided political ideas, and they just, you know, they feel sorry for these people, and yada, yada, yada. I think it's so much bigger, so much deeper than that, because I think there was this final attempt. They saw they had the opportunity, so they went for it. They were trying to institute some kind of third world banana republic government controlled by criminal cartels. And people might say, well, that's really strange. That would never happen here. But look at what they were doing. They were bringing in millions and millions of illegals to create a voting bloc so that the Democrats would be in power forever. But then here's the key. They were bringing in hundreds of thousands of criminal alien gang members. Who would want those unless you were going to use them as your enforcement arm to run your criminal organization? So people need to look at what happened and why and accept it, because, you know, there are enemies among us. You know, we have enemies both foreign and domestic. And I think we need to look at what these people did, what they tried to do, and what they'll try to do again if they get another chance. So we have to really recognize that it's not Democrat and Republican. It really is boiled down to good versus evil. And in both parties, you have good and evil. It just seems like right now the Democrats are very comfortable getting out front and advocating and championing for people who are murderers and gang members and child rapists. They just love going to defend them. And we just need to try to do our best in the upcoming elections in 26. 28 and forever in the future. We need to try to recognize these people and get them out as fast as possible, because it really does boil down to good versus evil, and they're going to try to do what they can as soon as they can. And we need to recognize that and not turn a blind eye and just chalk it up to some innocent difference of political opinion, because it's way more than that.
Yeah, well said. Thank you, Tom, so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. And I look, we know that we have establishment Republicans that we are not too happy about. I know many people call them rhinos, Republicans in name only. I don't call them rhinos because there are many of them that do vote conservatively. So I will, you know, I'll leave the label Republican. But I will say that there are a lot of anti-Trumpers. I did have a text here from Clay in Owings Mills. He said, good morning, Kim. Just for curiosity, didn't Bill Clinton get a helicopter from Saudi Arabia? I think he did. Yes, Clay, you are correct in that. And if anybody wants to check out the list of gifts that you could say not even just presidents receive, but it looks like they have world leaders in general. That is right now one of the top stories in the New York Post. If you want to go to their website, you can take a look at it. Of course, they listed the pandas that were given from China to Richard Nixon. The helicopter, as you mentioned, Clay, that went to Bill Clinton. Apparently, Abraham Lincoln declined a gift. It was a head of an elephant what is this saying? It was given this, I don't know, this is back in 1862. I don't even know if they, I don't know how accurate that even is. Well, anyways, they were saying there was a head of an elephant that was coming from another king to Abraham Lincoln. He declined it because he didn't want to look, similar to what Nikki Haley said, as someone that can be bought. They had founding father and diplomat Benjamin Franklin came under fire for accepting a lavish, says, snuff box as a party gift from, from France. So I don't know. I don't know if, you know, like I said, I'm not going to give you my opinion on it very early on, but I don't know if that's truly the reason why people don't want President Trump to accept this plane. I don't know if it really comes down to, oh, you know, the president shouldn't accept gifts, because we've done it before. Like I said, the New York Post, they have an entire article dedicated to this, and they have over 20 items listed, so you can take a look at that. I got my friend Rob in Middle River. Rob, you know, we were talking about the swamp. We were talking about Republicans in Congress. Do you feel as though that they're doing a good job right now?
I think they're terrible. And you know something? I'm so disappointed with that crowd. I think there are a lot of jealous Republicans in there. And the thing that concerns me more than anything is that they should be pushing to turn all these executive orders into laws, because executive orders, as you know, can be, returned. You know, they can be done away with. So I'm extremely disappointed that they are not turning these executive orders into legislation. One other comment I want to make, and I want your opinion on this. Is there a possibility that Trump could do like they do in the Vatican? You know, when they're electing a pope, they're sequestered.
Uh-huh.
Could he fix it and force Congress to remain in Congress, say, no recess, no family, no vacations, no anything. You're going to stay in session until every one of these executive orders becomes law. Is there what's the probability of that? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, like he can alter their calendar, their schedule, whether or not, because you're right, they do. They're going to end up going out. They're done, I think. What is it, the last week of July? They're out for the entire, month of August. Yeah, I don't know if they can do that, but I will look into it, and then I will let you know on the air if that works.
That would be great. It would be really nice if he could just literally force them, just like they do in the Vatican. You're going to stay until the Pope is elected. You're going to stay here until all of my executive orders are turned into legislation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be helpful to us, the voters, those that want to get done. Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate you. I'll find that out and I'll announce it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure there's somebody that's listening out there because many of you, I mean, nothing gets by you. Very smart individuals that listen to this show. And I appreciate you because I know you have options. And so the fact that you listen to Kim Klasick Live, I definitely appreciate you. But if you have any idea whether or not the president has the authority to alter the schedule for Congress at all, please let me know. Let's see. A caller off air said that Lincoln offered a herd of elephants. Oh, he was the one that offered the herd of elephants? Is that what they were saying? Right, they offered him a herd. Oh, because what did it say? Elephant head? Well, that's what, you know what? Did I put the A where the R is? Is that what I did? You know, I can barely see. Where was he going to keep the herd? I don't know. Well, then we had a lot of green space at that time. It was 1862, Brian. All right. So coming up next, we will continue to talk about the question of the day. I hope you guys go to WCBM.com, take part in that poll. But I do want to get to some of these bad apples. That's what we're going to call them nowadays. Bad apples. The juveniles are still running all this mayhem across the state. And then also, in case you missed it, the IG, the Inspector General of Baltimore County, Kelly Madigan, she got the boot, technically. They're telling her she has to reapply for her position. And this came from our interim county executive, Kathy Clausmeyer, that doesn't answer emails or phone calls. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
DHS says arrests on the table for any Democrat who stormed the New Jersey ICE facility. ICE arrested over 400 Biden illegals in Houston. Of those arrested, 262 had criminal convictions. I mean, what is wrong with Joe Comp? They have blood on their hands. But this big thing in Newark is a big deal. And the best part that I read is any state, any municipality, any city that is aiding and abetting in helping illegals is going to be arrested. And by the way, Kristi Noem said that subpoenas for California for possible cash benefits to illegals is going out. Guess what? That would be stealing your money.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial pound 250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, so next hour, we are going to talk about the Inspector General out of Baltimore County, Kelly Madigan. She essentially got the boot from the interim county executive, Kathy Klausmeier, which is interesting because when Kathy Klausmeier was selected for this position, she told everyone she was going to do something about juvenile crime. And that is obviously a lie. Obviously. Now, I think this whole thing with Kelly Madigan is very interesting. And like I said, we're going to talk about that next hour because, of course, I had some bones to pick with the fact that the John Olszewski investigation from the IG's office, they were saying that they believe that they changed Philip Terabasi's name in the public records. Do you remember this? She said that they believed they didn't do it intentionally. What do you mean? Like, that part was still so confusing to me. And we'll talk about all those things coming up the next hour. Also, the next hour, we're going to talk about Mayor Pete, right? Pete Buttigieg, former transportation secretary. He was in Iowa yesterday. And then Jake Tapper, he has a new book out, and he claims that the Biden administration was lying to him, too, that he had no idea that Joe Biden's health was failing. So we'll talk about that. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio with Delegate Ryan DeRocky. You know what? Delegate Ryan DeRocky is making news. I saw an article in the in Maryland Matters talking about there was possibly a slip-up of a post about Delegate DeRocky possibly running for a different seat in Maryland. I don't know. We'll talk to Ryan about that at 11 o'clock. Real quick, in case you missed it, the West Baltimore fire, we had, vice chair of the 734 Baltimore Fire Union. I hope I got that right. These titles, man. He was on yesterday and graciously came on as they were rushing around and he's exhausted because they were fighting this fire in that West Baltimore warehouse. Well, as of 9 p.m. last night, we were told that that fire had been doused. Of course, they remain on the scene, but happily we can report there were no injuries. And so hopefully they'll investigate and get to the bottom of how that even started and whether or not they are going to demolish that building and how soon. Because obviously it is a problem. We are also going to talk about the Menendez brothers. Did you see this story? Yes, the Menendez brothers. I got a couple of things to say about the Menendez brothers. I feel as though some people were acting like these guys are heroes, right? It's very bizarre, the conversation around those brothers. But we'll talk about that. Also, we'll get back to the question of the day. If you haven't already, take part in a poll. It's at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. How do you feel about that airliner jet from Qatar? More coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit